Mecklenburg County officials say they expect to move more than 200 people to shelters or hotel rooms by the time homeless camps near Uptown Charlotte are shut down on Friday. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
County officials have estimated that 150 people have been camping on private and public property just east of I-277. So far, more than 180 people have accepted offers of temporary shelter, says County Manager Dina DiOrio.
It may be that people are coming there that were not part of Tent City, that heard about it and are now wanting to access this offer. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But at this point, our goal is to get people off of that property and into housing or into a hotel.
The county is providing temporary housing and other services to homeless residents as it prepares to shut the camps under a health department order that declared them unsafe. DiOrio also criticized city leaders and police for not being more involved in the effort. CMPD and the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office have said they won't help remove residents who don't leave by Friday's deadline. And DiOrio says the city did not follow through on an offer of buses to help take people to shelters and hotels. The county is using its own vans and staff for the job. In a statement, the city says it never refused to help, but that the city and county couldn't reach an agreement on how to provide transportation. Sheriff Gary McFadden issued his own statement criticizing the hurried nature of the arrangements for having, quote, limited details and logistics. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.